Beta, via mobile. We're VDC.
Good morning.
Handles Dave here. You're a little bit scratchy in there. I heard the N4 and then I didn't get the suffix.
Rick, it's November 4, Victor Delta Charlie. I'm in Townsville.
Well, nice to meet you, Reg. How is it over in Townville? How's the weather doing over there? Kind of chilly over here in Greer.
Overcast and 49 degrees.
Same as it is in Greer, overcast and 50. And that might be 50 just because it hasn't. I took the car out of the garage and it's cooling off. Yeah, it's 48 now, dropped 2 degrees already.
I'd like it to be 20 or 30 degrees warmer.
I like it warm. I don't like it cold. My wife likes a definitive delineation between the seasons, and that's what she gets in this area. So when we talk about moving, she's not moving. She don't want to go south because it's hot all the time. Doesn't want to go north because it's cold all the time. Wants to stay right here where we are.
From Florida, so the temperature there was nice for me. But my friend likes it cool. He likes this weather. A little bit of a difference there. He likes keeping the house cold and then sleeping with cold blankets on.
It's down in Fort Myers, Florida. What area of Florida, and it is mostly hot down there all the time. What area of Florida were you from?
Over in Jupiter, West Palm Beach area.
Any much of that at all? You got off your X a little bit. Are you on a handheld or mobiling around?
Mobile. I was up a bit. I was in Jupiter.
All I got out of that was that you're mobile. Anyway, I'll keep listening and see if you get to a better spot. W4DJW. I did hear better now, but I heard a lot of scratch before and after that.
In the Jupiter, West Palm Beach area, did you get that?
No, I didn't. West Palm Beach, I got it that time, though. Sound like you were right up in the mic, and it sounded better that way. Or you still cut through the scratch a little bit better that way. West Palm Beach, that's down there pretty far south, isn't it?
Yes, it is. About 50 miles up from Fort Lauderdale, and 50 miles west of the Bahamas.
I could retire in the Bahamas. It's nice down there. I like that clear blue water with the white sandy beaches and water you can see like 20 feet down. You can see the color of the coral. I don't know if it's like that where you were in Florida, but I could live there, I think.
I spent some time cruising over there and then down in the Virgin Islands, and so that was always nice.
Which is over in that area, and those were the nicest. The Virgin Islands and the Bahamas, those were always a lot of fun. I could stay there forever, I think. I don't know, maybe you get bored with it after a while.
On your own boat?
No, on the Disney Wonder. It's an enormous black cruise ship. I think it's one of the largest there is. As soon as you see other cruise ships going underneath of you, they look like they were about 60 or 70 feet below you.
I did my cruising on my own boat and away from all the tourists.
Oh, that'd probably be better. Did you have a ham radio in it?
Oh, yes. Sort of. I had a Marine single sideband that could do some ham.
Getting into this hobby, I wanted to put up an antenna really quick, so I went and I knew you had to tune antennas. I knew you could just put up a piece of wire untuned and transmit on it, so I was looking for tuners. I didn't know much of anybody in the area. My dad was busy. He's working out of town. He was a ham radio operator, but he wasn't really available, so I bought me a antenna tuner for a long wire for a sailboat. And that worked for a long time. It tuned anything. I think that was a good tuner. It worked until lightning hit it.
Then ICOM too.
It wasn't ICOM. ICOM makes one like it. I think ICOM used it to make, rebranded it to make an ICOM long wire tuner. I think that's what happened, but I'm not 100% sure there. But it's kind of, it has diagrams in it going up and around and down the mask, up the mask and down the sail. And worked really good. I just ran a long wire out of the back of the house up into the trees in the woods across from the house and random length of long wire, and that thing would tune it up. I'd make contacts on it. Nothing like a mystery antenna or a super loop or anything like that, but it would make, it was better than like a double bazooka in the attic.
5 foot is a good length for those tuners. I used to install Marine Electronics service amp, and we put a lot of the sidebands on, and on the fourth fish, it would just be a tuner going into a 21-foot fiberglass antenna. Now, across the boat, we'd isolate the backstay and use that. And I was only able to talk halfway around the world with that.
And that's about the same kind of performance I got. I could get to this hemisphere, I could get to Argentina, or I could get to Europe, but I couldn't get to, like, Sri Lanka or the Philippines or any place on the opposite side of the earth. Japan, couldn't do them. There's a lot I couldn't do until I got, like, something better, something higher, like a mystery or a... I live in a regulated neighborhood. They won't let me put up a tower or beams. But I can put up a hidden wire antenna. I get a long dipole, it'll work. It'll go around the world.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Maybe you're talking to... Got a quick question for you, Dave.
All right, I'm talking to Reg in Townville. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, because I had to get back to something else, but I just have to hear you. Is there a specific reason why yesterday the repeater was like in, net mode, because it wasn't putting the courtesy tone up for several hours yesterday.
And for it, I don't 100% know what that reason is yet, though. But yeah, there is a reason for it, to answer your question.
Okay, I guess it was something y'all were doing to check it out or something, that's all. It just seems strange to be on there and not hearing the courtesy tone when it was up. It was just like it was in net mode. All right, well, I'll let you go back to your question, and I'll go back to what I was doing, but I just happened to hear you in there when I turned the radio up for a second, so after I got off the phone. All right, that answers my question. Talk to you later. W4DJW, W2T.
All right, Rusty, and I'll be back in a minute. Rich, I'm at window number 1 of 2, so I got to go away for a minute. W4DJW.
Okay, I'm just pulling in, so I'm going to say 73. Good talking to you. M4VDC.
JW, mobile again.